Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to this very special episode of Geek File, where we're going to talk about not only all things geek, but how do people make a do in the future. This is a hard-hitting podcast that brings you to the edge. I'm your host, Biff. With me, as always, is the Danimator. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, Biff? Welcome to the
What's
future.
What's going on, Dan?
You notice how we're
yep.
doing this, like, theme, how, like, last week we talked about the future a little bit because it was the future
right.
day, and now we're literally right. in the future because...
Now we're in the future.
Yeah, because thanks yep. to Teddy, our guest, right? Hey, Teddy.
Yeah. Hey. What up? Hey. How you doing?
Teddy rubs
Can you hear me?
Teddy rubs him. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Go ahead. All right. Yeah.
Right, we're talking
yeah.
about the three seashells. The three seashells.
Oh, the three seashells,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, will you inform the listeners of what you're talking about?
Well, the three seashells. Have you seen the movie Demolition Man?
Right.
Who's seen it? Everybody's
oh,
seen
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
My hand's up.
Okay.
My hand's up.
All right. Everybody's seen it. So, in the movie... Sylvester Stallone goes into the future, right? Yeah, time travel, he gets frozen, and then he wakes up in the future, right?
Right.
And everything's different.
Oh,
in fact, they don't have sex in the future.
Nope.
It's like some
nope.
virtual thing. You know, people don't shake hands. They kind of just wave their hands in front of each other and go like,
be well.
Greetings
Teddy
and stuff, right? Yeah.
Be well.
Yeah, be well. And they don't poop the same way either. They don't use toilet
no, they
paper.
Don't. That's right.
No. They use three seashells. And that's like a joke in the movie is that Sylvester Stallone goes in the bathroom. He's like, what's going on? And Rob Schneider laughs at him. Like, he doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
That's, like a kid would. Like, ha, 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 you idiot.
Yeah. Like, he
yeah.
doesn't know how to poop properly.
He doesn't know
you
how
know,
to wipe his own ass.
And it's hilarious, but it's never explained, and that is what's so interesting about it. You leave the movie theater thinking, I don't even know.
Right.
Yeah. Now,
right.
Did they even answer the question
I,
is what I was wondering.
Well, I think the line is, right, you guys are out of toilet paper, and they're like, well, toilet paper, what are you talking about, right? Something like that.
Right.
And
like
then,
back in the 20th century, they used... handfuls of wadded paper.
Yeah. And then they laugh like, you fucking moron. Like, Sylvester Stallone gives him the stare down. Yeah, right? But then he, like, says a whole bunch of swear words because if you swear in the future also, it gives you a ticket, right?
Right. Right. That's how he
wipes
his ass.
That's how he goes and takes a shit. That's how he gets out his rat burger.
He wipes his ass with the tickets that they issue for him cussing, because there's
right.
they issue tickets for cussing, and so he just cusses at a ticket dispensing machine.
Okay,
and
now,
it dispenses toilet paper
that's...
for him.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Now that is, you'd think it would leave a paper cut on your butthole. I mean, because they didn't look like they were quilted soft.
No, that's a rough. That is a rough. Shit right there.
That's a hard wipe. That's the part two. Demolition
yeah.
Man 2, hard wipe.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All that is, that's the question is, are they physically using them or are they like buttons to activate three different modes of evacuating things from your body? Because, I mean... They even talked about, like, bodily transfer of fluid as, like, a sin. Like, you don't do that. So, like, the idea that you even touch your own stuff right, is not possible.
Well,
that
was a theory that a lot of people had in the comments on the video. A lot of people were saying that they were, like, not really shells, that they're buttons or something.
Right.
Buttons that activate something.
Right.
Right? Or that the shells can be picked up and used and shoot lasers.
Yeah.
That's one of the comments here. In fact, would you guys like it if I read a couple comments?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go for it, man.
S says, I honestly think the seashells were just decorative and they still use toilet paper. Just Deuce Bigelow and Sandra Bullock were fucking with it. Yeah, that's, you know, that's possible. King Vegeta says, maybe they're just buttons that control the toilet, where you spray your butt and one to dry your butt and then another is an air freshener. That's not a bad idea either, you know. That could be it. And then somebody else says, secretly we are gay. That's a good name for the guy. His name is Secretly We Are Gay. Funny. Maybe it works like a bidet and the seashells open up and you press a button and you get three different cleanse ass. And okay, yeah, again, with the, maybe it's a just buttons for some kind of thing that sprays your ass. It's not bad either. What do you think about that?
Okay.
He never touches it.
Okay, here's the thing. Have you guys, okay, I've been, you know, to some fucked up places, Dan can tell you. And one of these places I went to that was all fucked up was Korea, okay? Now, In Korea, they have a similar toilet, probably with more buttons.
Oh, they got buttons.
And, yeah, this one has buttons. One is a W, one is a Y, and then one is like the startup button. So I would imagine in the future they would have said, hey, Korea, fucked up politics, great toilets. We're going to copy that method. And I would think that they were buttons. I think they're buttons.
Buttons that operate some kind of ass spraying.
Right.
Thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like one for men, one for women, one to flush. Something like that, I would imagine. Although Sandra Bullock said they were like castanets. I think I heard
that one. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the actress herself, did she have her own theory about what it was?
Yeah, she, from what I understand, there's a theory that they work as though you take a Duke, and as it is sliding from your rectal cavity, you would catch it tongue-wise with the shell. But then you would use the third shell as a wipe-up feature. But
see, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that, though. Because they look like they're, like you know, you said in the video, they look like they're made out of metal.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think you had a diagram of kind of what I'm talking about on the video that you put up. But I think that Sandra Bullock kind of explained that very thing on the red carpet once. I think I saw a video of that.
Well, I mean, the diagram I had was kind of poorly drawn. I don't know, but they like you put the shells up against your butt, and you poop through it, right? So it's not like you're scooping it. You're just preventing poop from touching your butt, right?
Well, right, but the one that I saw that was the diagram. Well, that Cooper one I saw. That. Did you have the one with the prong kind of?
Yeah. Where it's like you're pulling it, the turd out of your butt. Which you don't need that. The turd comes out on it. Don't.
Yeah. Why would you need that? You wouldn't.
Right.
Maybe,
whole idea of catching it? I don't know. Why would you catch it? It's coming out on its own. It's happening.
So would you do that from in between your legs, like right in between, or would you reach around and come from the back?
You know have to do it both ways. Right? That's why there isn't actually a seat on the toilet in the shot in the movie. There's no seat.
Yeah,
there's not even a lid.
Well, and does that look like a chrome toilet plunger over there in the
corner?
Yeah, it
looks
like
a prison toilet.
What the fuck?
It's weird.
I don't know.
Everything's metal. The metal toilet and the metal seashells. Right.
Yeah. Now, you can't actually... Someone was saying that maybe you could shit or piss right directly onto the seashells, but that doesn't make any sense either because it doesn't have any kind of drain or faucet.
Yeah, and I don't know. Women need some kind of... They need towels for other things. Why wouldn't you have a towel? I don't know. They have little garbage cans in the skulls. You know what I'm saying?
But then it would just reek up the joint. And these guys are kind of uptight in the future, so I don't think they'd stand for that sort of shit. No pun intended.
Well, but I also think that they're it's like that dual society going on. People living underground, right? Remember that?
Right. Yes. Like, do you want to hear something that fucking trips me out? You want to take it one step further?
Mm-hmm.
What if when fucking, you know, John Spartan decided to go wipe his ass with real toilet paper or tickets or whatever, and he flushed them motherfuckers, and it stopped up the drain in the future toilet? I mean,
yeah.
Do they have plungers, you know? I mean, does that cause a rupture down below in Dennis Leary world that somebody has to fix? I mean, what the fuck's the deal with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, what about those guys down there? They could be
sabotaging the
city all over the place because they, you know, they're there in your fucking plumbing, right?
Yeah, all over the fucking thing, yeah.
How the fuck does that work?
No, yeah.
Are they fucking with the plumbing all the time?
Yeah, you know what I mean? They were just like, we got these assholes upstairs to wipe their asses with these metal shells. Maybe, you know what? But in the future, Taco Bell is the only restaurant, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe they don't even need toilet paper. Maybe the three seashells is some kind of magnetic harness that straps you to the toilet so you can just colon blow shit down that vent. And then when you're done, you put the magnet locks back up on the shelf where you found them for the next guy.
Well,
you know
yeah,
what
I
mean?
When he went to Taco Bell, I mean, did you see what was on the plate? It was like tiny.
Yeah. It looked like a rib sticking meal. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But you never know. Maybe in the future, it's like Marty McFly food where it's like super small, but way the fuck concentrated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like pills or something. You know,
yeah,
pills,
you know what
in the
I mean?
Future.
Like that sort of shit. You know?
Yeah.
Although, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, Stallone, he'll eat anything. I mean, he ate that rat burger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll eat it. You know what I mean?
They're not allowed to eat red meat.
Yeah.
It's not even something they have. You know, spicy food. Not even spicy food. Right?
Yeah, sitting around masturbating in a tub of peanut butter singing, I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener. I think it sounds awesome. You know, because I always like myself. You know what I mean? And cyber sex, I mean, if you think about it and you want to be honest with yourself, and you know, some of the best sex you've ever had has probably been with yourself, if you know what I mean. So I don't think the VR sex thing is really a big deal for me. I don't mind the Demolition Man future. I think that'd be kick-ass.
Yeah. Maybe it would be.
Yeah, man.
They got really cool cars.
Like,
they're not flying cars, right?
No, but they drive themselves. You can get all fucked up. Well, I guess you can because you don't drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, everybody knows somebody that lives underneath the city. Everybody does. You know what I mean? Your cousin Jimmy. Maybe your locker partner Tony from high school. I don't know. I mean, you could probably get alcohol somewhere. You know what I mean?
Hey, you guys want to take a call?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure you know this person. Give me 1 second. Caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hey. This is May.
Hello, May.
Hey.
Hello. I don't want to take up your time. I just want to say thank you for bringing this subject up because this shit has bugged me for so long. I've been racking my brain. I literally stayed up at night going, what the hell are the three seashells? What are they? I'd like to think they're buttons. Because if they are something to catch your poo with or to wipe, do you guys remember the last time you had to piss in a cup? Oh, you're men. But if you had to pee in a cup and you're a woman, you always get a little bit of pee on your hands, regardless of how clean your stream is or how, you know, dexterous your hands are. I can't even imagine trying to catch poop with little seashells. That's just a shit storm waiting to happen.
Yeah. I can't imagine that you're catching it, you know. I mean,
so nasty.
Or manipulating your poo with the shell at all. That's
right?
It probably buttons.
Yeah.
Gotta
that's
be,
what I'm
right?
thinking.
Gotta be.
The day-like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless there's something, like you said, can you imagine if Taco Bell puts in a metal, because the shells were metal, right? It looked like they were metal.
Right. Well, they look metal.
Okay. Yeah. So what if there's some type of, and this is just crazy, but it's crazy to think that Taco Bell would be the only restaurant. But what if they put some type of ore in there so that, I don't know, magnetically, I don't know. I know. So it just like sticks.
Right on.
It could be designed to be a certain kind of concentrated poop. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It comes out, doesn't leave much of a mess in the first place.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. I don't know. Fuck. The only problem with buttons is look how far away they are from the shitter. Like, have you ever left something, like, you know, you got to come off the bowl, it looks like, to really hit that third option?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
anybody get
wow.
that vibe?
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? It looks like a hell of a reach. Not unless it's a bad angle, but it looks like a motherfucker to get that third button.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And if they were buttons, they'd be buttons, you know what I mean?
Well, like I was saying, the buttons in Korean toilets is just right next to the seat. I mean, you could piss on them if you wasn't careful. You know what I mean? They're just right next to the bowl. But the seashells, looks like they are hell and gone from where, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I feel like they were like
gloves
or something.
They could be buttons. But wouldn't they just look like buttons? Because otherwise he's just like, doesn't understand. Just go up and grab a seashell and it would squirt water out or something, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they were actually gloves.
I like the idea
something.
That they are seashells, but somehow they're helping you poop. You know what I'm saying? It's got to work somehow.
Right.
If they're just stuck there, that's like, yeah, well, that's it, but in the future, they're going to, it's just a way.
Hey, can you guys hear me when I talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
No?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go. Thanks, and it's always fun whenever I hear Teddy on the show. Teddy, I like your voice so much that even when you say poop, it sounds like you mean it, as poop, not just poop. You know, so.
I do mean it. Yes.
Hey, all right, guys. I'll listen to the rest. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Later.
All right. We'll
thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they're like buttons for activating special future gloves or something. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of handle your butt. Maybe there's like a clause that comes out.
Not a hand on your butt, but like a barrier. Like now it's okay to like get the poop out, like it's an actual like handy wipe over your hand or something. You know what I mean? Something like
it's
that.
Good. Got to be able to be cleaned up his mouth.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't really know.
Well, I mean, if they are buttons, though, is it like just a bidet or some kind of futuristic bidet?
It's probably got.
You see those Dyson hand dryers? You know, that shoot like super hand dryers?
Dyson blades.
Yeah.
Yeah, how that wind works. It generates so much blast of wind, you know. It's weird. Maybe that it blasts your ass with wind and water.
Yeah.
Water, you know? Water and then
maybe
air.
There's like three very specific portal guns, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they,
portal
they
guns.
They shoot a portal. Yeah, they shoot, like it opens up a portal by your ass or, you know, wherever you're urinating from, and it just goes away. And then I don't know what the third shell is for. That's the mystery of the ages. I don't know what it's for. But what was interesting is that even the guy didn't, like, when he's making fun of, you know, the three shells, like, even the boy knows what all three shells are for. So it's not gender-specific, or if it is, everybody knows about it and is okay with it. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe it has, like, a field on it. It generates a force field on your butt, right, to protect your butt from poop, right?
Yeah.
And then the second button creates a vortex that sucks the poop in and vanishes it to a poop dimension, right?
Yes, a poop dimension
where no one
wants to go.
Right. So no poop's even touched your butt, and it's been sucked out into another dimension. And then the third one?
Well,
why don't you put your butt's clean and poop's gone? What does the third one do?
It must be
I like the air freshener idea.
Air freshener. Fragrance. Yeah.
But what about, why the aquatic theme? Why seashells? Okay. Mm. Why not, rosebuds?
Maybe
not,
we're
fertilizing the ocean. Looking vortex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think
why seashell?
I think it's helping out the ocean.
I think it summons the Kraken. Now, you might not know this.
Well, maybe
the Kraken lives off of human fecal matter or mermaids. Like, you know what
I
mean?
You would
maybe it summons
that.
Three mermaids. Maybe.
Hey,
there's gotta be a reason.
I don't know, but we've come close. I like the theories that we've had already. It's pretty good. And Teddy, maybe that helps you out with your video content. What's the hashtag people can follow for this?
Hashtag three seashell challenge. Because the challenge, you know. I mean, but that's the thing. I would like somebody to be able to do it. Right? Because this is like the hoverboard in Back to the Future. We have to make this happen. Right? In time.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we do have some time. Because you know what year Demolition Man takes place?
Your video said 2032.
Oh, no.
That's right, 2032.
Oh,
it's a while from now. But these things are going to happen. We're going to have that technology. It
needs to happen.
Yep. Needs to happen. I don't know how yet. Maybe it teleports you out of your butt. Maybe it sprays your butt. Maybe it shoots lasers and vaporizes the poop. Or maybe there's some secret way you layer the shells on top of each other, and when you just scoop under there, they kind of zip, just it works, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of secret oriental way of doing it. You know, those orientals have all kinds of secrets.
I don't know what the fuck we're having a show about it. I mean, it's going to be any more clear.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
We all want to know. I was going to say we have about 5 minutes left in the show, but this reminds me of the internet meme video that went out about the squatty potty with the unicorn. You all see that?
Or the unicorn?
Oh,
I did see that.
Or ice cream cones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which hits rainbow ice cream cones and you use a Squatty Potty helps you poop. So we're already one invention closer.
He eats an ice cream cone. He eats the ice cream cone, too.
Well, of course, it's rainbow ice cream. You got it. It looks delicious. But the point is, like, you know, they're trying to advance poop technology already. So the thought is there. It's just no one's taking it seriously. So maybe that is the first step towards
the three seashells,
you know. But it is
probably.
It is
true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried it? Pooping while standing?
I've never tried it.
I've shit my pants before, so that's kind of close. I didn't intentionally, really, but it was fucking pretty close. And it was fucking horrendous.
Right, but it just happened, right? Seems like poop would come out of your butt pretty easily just standing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when it's like, right. I mean, I don't know. I have to try it, but even squatting, you are kind of constricting
that whole area just by squatting. I don't know.
I think squatting actually helps. I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah,
isn't it? I mean, all dogs.
Yeah, it opens your passage and everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You do squat.
Well, real quick before we can talk about nothing but poop. Well, a little too late, but there was a preview for a show on tonight at 8:30, right, Biff? What is that show happening tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What's the show?
NASCAR's on, right?
Who, what?
NASCAR, right? Is it NASCAR?
NASCAR, you dork. Supergirl's on.
Yeah, Supergirl's on.
Oh.
Man. Are you guys going to watch it or what?
I think we should check it out.
Do you know if it's supposed to be the one that's been leaked online that was supposedly leaked? Is it the same episode?
Pilot, right? Pilot episode was leaked online, yeah.
Right. And that, is that the
how long ago was that when it was leaked?
I don't know, like 6 months ago, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Is it ABC? It's not ABC, is it? It's not the same thing. It's got
to
be.
They've done some shit to that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think they added
Henry Cavill, right? If I remember right.
No. He's not going to show up. We're going to get like a silhouette of his head.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. All we're going to get. His hand.
Wow.
It's not going to be his hand. It's going to be some...
That's on CBS tonight.
He's
going to
be there. We're going to see the back of his head, and then he's going to be like, "Hey there!" And then like his red cape will like flip by and smack her in the face when she's a little kid. She's like, "Ah, my face!"
Right.
Oh, sorry, my shield is made of Kryptonian cloth. But you're fine.
Don't fuck up my brand, bitch.
You're fine because you're super, just like me. It's cool. You're fine.
Yeah.
My cousin. And
yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know. I wasn't too excited. Then I see these previews. I'm like, you know, it is kind of cool. So I guess, what is it, CBS in like 2 minutes. So get the TV ready, family. Get it ready.
They should have done a Green Lantern show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's plenty to do with Green Lantern. Plenty.
Do you think he'll pop up in Legends of Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Why not? Maybe, why not? Yeah. I'm hoping he pops up.
They're putting all sorts of, aren't they putting, they're putting Mr. Terrific in Legends of Tomorrow, and I think Rip Hunter is going to be in Legends of Tomorrow. So.
Huh. Well,
that'd be cool. It could be anybody, you know, dressed in green.
Yeah.
Got the fucking ring. How many of them are there?
Yeah, maybe he'll come and fucking, well, there's a whole bunch.
Well, 30 seconds about till we're off the air, so I want to say thanks to all our live listeners for listening. We'll probably, you know, hit the theme song after the show's off the air live, but, you know, whatever. Just want to say goodnight and thanks, everybody. Hope you like hearing us talk about poop and seashells from Demolition Man.
Yeah, wild seashells for Teddy Rubskin.
Yeah.
Check it out. Links are in the show notes, y'all.
Do it.
Hello, computer.
Oh, you played the music too soon.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Surprise, bitch!
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother's helping.
I don't know what button it is.
My brother's helping run the soundboard.
Oh.
Anyway, we're off the live air.
So
yeah, he's still there. He's still control
job.
Over
thanks,
the board.
Thanks,
yeah.
What?
If you ran the show board with me, you could be having fun screwing me up with sounds, but, you know, you just don't want to try.
Oh, quit crying.
Anyways, so we're off.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Teddy, what do you got? I know you just did an awesome video on where you went to St. Louis and you visited the retro stores. That was pretty cool. What do you got coming up this week?
Next part of that, I'm going to the pinball pub.
Ooh.
I'm going to show a bunch of pinball machines. And
very cool.
Yeah, I was actually Instagramming over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw the Back to the Future one.
Yeah. And it's there's a lot of pinball machines over there. That's pretty cool. Doing that. And, dude, this guy's going to send me a fucking Dreamcast.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to send, the guy who sent me the Game Gear is going to send me a Dreamcast and a Saturn, right?
Whoa. Very nice.
So I'll have, I will have all the Sega things, right? Now, I'm not going to have a lot of Saturn games right away, but I can burn them on CD, I think, right? And I have,
oh,
I can do
I
any
know.
Of them. They're kind of expensive,
yeah.
Both Dreamcast and Saturn, just because they're kind of rare. You know, you want the more common system, they're cheaper, right? But Saturn was never Dreamcast, so all the games are really expensive, so... Yeah, I'm going to fucking burn them, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple here, but, you know, our favorite is for the Dreamcast is Shenmue, which is the same guy who did, Virtual Fighter or whatever. And
I heard
story.
Of that. I've seen the graphics.
The whole story set in Japan, your dad's been murdered or whatever, and, what happened? And it's just you as a teenager in Japan. And they set the mood right. It was fun. But, anyway,
that was good looking graphics for its time. You know?
Well, for its time, it was revolutionary. It was amazing. But, that'll be great. That'll be fun watching you kind of unwrap
Shenmue
those.
For free.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure, man.
Yeah. It's going to open up a whole world of possibilities.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the fun content for the show. That was fun talking about that.
Man.
Yeah,
we'll
try and keep
this
going every Monday. I'll try and be more on time next time.
No, don't worry about it, Dan. We had it under control.
Boom. Yeah.
Me and Teddy had it.
Exactly. All right, y'all. Well, I'll talk to you next week. Another week, another geek.
All right, next week, everybody.
Good night.
Laters. Thanks, Teddy. Bye, Biff. Bye.
Goodbye, Teddy.
No computer.
Goodbye,
surprise, motherfucker! It's time! That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.